The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Mules, herders, managers, directors, all vital parts of money laundering operations active here and abroad. The recent success of Operation Skene shed some light on the scale and intricacies of these criminal enterprises. Now, to get some insight on exactly how they work and their prevalence, we're joined now by Detective Chief Superintendent Pat Lorden. Pat, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
I am very well and, you know, rejoicing with everyone else in our success in Tokyo. So everyone's in a good mood today, except those perhaps who've been scammed by some of the things we're going to talk about. Pat, let's talk about the structure of these things. You know, the mules, the herders, the managers and directors. Who are the mules?
The mules primarily, Pat, are young people living here in Ireland, all over the country, covering many counties, not just in Dublin or Cork or Galway or Limerick, but in small towns around Ireland. And they're recruited by this organised crime group, primarily through social media, with the prospect of making some easy money by some people possibly living in the locality, are contacted through maybe the sale of drugs or buying small amount of drugs for their own use. And they fall into this trap of providing their bank account details for the organised crime group.
So they're the mules. They're at the very lowest end of the scale, but it doesn't mean they can't get into trouble. It doesn't mean they won't face the courts.
Well, they're more than likely they are the people that will face the court because they're the people who allow their own account to be used. So the message I would say to them is, we will identify you very easily because you've used your own bank account. We will be knocking on your door, and I'm afraid in most cases you will be charged with money laundering, which is legislation covering money laundering and terrorist financing. And in the vast majority of these cases, they end up in court and end up with a conviction for money laundering, and it will have a huge impact on them. So they're the people that suffer the most. They have most to lose.
So imagine trying to get a visa for the United States, for example, even a J-1 or whatever, and that comes out, there's no chance you'll get to America. Now, the next rung up the ladder is the herder. What's the herder?
The herder is the person in the organized crime group that will gather all of the money mules together. He will source them. He will manage them. He will collect their bank cards from them. He will collect the money from them. He will organize the transfer of the money. He's very vital as well to the organized crime group because he keeps it all together. He's like the person on the factory floor managing everybody. If they're stuck for an account in a specific bank, he will try and source that account for them. He will be doing a lot of work on the ground, very active.
Yeah, so he's also, though, part of, if you like, the administration of all of this. He's not an unwitting dupe like the mule would be. He's part of the hierarchy of the operation. Moving up the value chain, then, the director of operations.
Yes, in between the director, we've identified somebody, and we're finding it a little bit difficult to name him or her, but primarily we're calling them the operations manager. So they're like the overseer. They're making sure everything is done correctly for the directors. And neither that person nor the directors will ever use their own bank account or their own details. The directors then, we've identified a number of directors of the organization here in Ireland, and they report directly to the heads of the organization then. And from our estimation, what we've seen, about 40% of all the profits go to the head office, as we call it, wherever it is based. The director gets about 40%. That only leaves 20% for the operations manager and the mules. And oftentimes, the mules get very little money. And regularly, they're not paid at all. They're just left with money going through their account, and they don't get the 200, 300, or 500 euro that they've been promised.
Okay.
And that leaves them in a situation where they've got no money and they're facing investigation by the Gardaí.
So typically, if someone was asked to deposit 20 grand in their account and then it's removed and therefore laundered through their account, how much would they typically be offered? Would it be 100 euro, 200 euro?
It can vary, Pat. Different groupings of criminals will offer you more, but they won't always pay the set amount. And often they'll just cash out the money and you hand them over the money. They might get 300 or 400 euros. Sometimes they might get a little bit more, maybe 1,000 euros. But you must remember that this 100 or 1,000 euro may be from a €500,000 scam, a fraud, that there is a victim at the end of this. Somebody has been victimized in another country in most of these cases. But likewise, we have victims here in this country where the money is going abroad to different organizations. And that's what the young people in particular need to understand. This is not money just from a simple white-collar crime, you know, that there's nobody affected other than a big business. That's not the case. This can be from a romance fraud. It can be from an investment fraud. Like, I spoke to a lady last week who had lost 40,000 euros, and you've covered this before. That money went abroad, and she will more than likely not see it again. So most of these victims... this current operation we're running, most of the victims are abroad, and they are victims of crime. And you're helping, by using your bank account, you're helping this organized crime group to cash out the money.
Obviously, there can be fraud within a business. So, you know, where invoices, which are phony, are processed by someone in a position of authority to so do.
Yes, we are. Definitely, since COVID came back, we're seeing quite a substantial increase in internal frauds. And I think what's happened is the people who are committing some of these frauds are away from the office, and new people are doing jobs that they wouldn't normally have done. But also, there is a risk, and we're seeing this. Some of these organized crime groups try to get into your company. So if you're in a company where you're gathering financial data on anybody, whether it's a booking company, no matter you're selling products online, you do need, as the operator of that company, to make sure that the people you have employed are trustworthy and are not stealing the data from under your nose and using it for the purposes of criminality. And we are seeing quite an increase in that type of infiltration, I suppose, into companies where they can access this data easily.
And lastly, Pat, what about the success of Operation Skeen? Did you manage to nab people?
Yes, we're continuously, as you'll see from some of the media, from our press office, Pat, we are seeing great success right across not just this operation, but a number of operations. We're utilising the organised crime legislation to its full effect, and we have a lot of people before the courts and a lot more to come before the courts. And the great thing in this case is the courts are now treating financial crime and this type of crime very, very... rigidly with sentencing, and which is great for us to see.
All right, and it means that your hard work is rewarded by convictions, which is always great. Detective Chief Superintendent Pat Lorden, who runs the whole money laundering operation detection thing for the Gardaí, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.